was a good banker.
Mm-hmm.
And,
What about Billy Martin? He was pretty tight, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, I'd say, for the good of the bank, overly conservative.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to take it. Anybody that loans money has got to take a few risks, but you can't run a bank and not loan any money and make a success out of it.
Mm-hmm.
In the first place, if you're running a bank, you're not. One of the functions of a bank is to perform a service for the community.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't loan any money, if you turn everybody down or half of them that comes in, you're not performing the service to the community that you should be.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were with the Ladoga Bank, what part did the directors play in running the bank? Did they have a very big role in it, or was it done mostly by the operating officer?
Oh, no. It was done mostly by the operating officers. Of course, every bank at Everett, we had a board meeting monthly, and we always made a list of all of the loans that we made the month previously, see.
Mm-hmm.
We had a sheet for each director, and we always went over all the loans that we made the month previous to the meeting we were having.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they would go over that list, and sometimes they'd criticize some of the loans that we made. And now, I had an authority to make any loan that I wanted to anybody up to $1,000. Use my own judgment on it, see. And of course, that was any new loan on established customers that had a A1 credit rating. Why, I didn't pay much attention to that, and the board didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a good board of directors, and they gave me a lot of good ideas. There was a board that offered constructive criticism, see,
mm-hmm.
on everything. So I was always awful proud of my board of directors. Did I tell you who was on my board?
No,
most? Well, my board of directors was Frank Davis. He was president, chairman of the board, and Louis Gosshorn, and Chauncey Bides, and Wade Baker was on a while, and Bob Warner, and Roy Stover.
And what were the businesses that these people had?
Well, of course, Frank Davis, he didn't have any business. He was retired. He used to be in the poultry business. He shipped trainloads of chickens from Ladoga to New York City. he married a Havens, Jake Lee's Havens company, see. They were big poultry dealers, and they sent him trainloads of chickens from Ladoga to New York.
Uh-huh.
And Roy Stover, he run the grocery store. Of course, Herman Davis, as long as he was on my board, was always in the automobile business.
Yeah.
And we had Coleman Blades. He was a farmer. He was one of the older directors. And Chauncey Blades was a farmer. I had a pretty well diversified board.
Mm-hmm. Was Ashby ever on your board?
Well, Ashby?
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's see. Do you remember any other bank robberies in the county?
Yes, there was one in Waynetown.
Well, what happened? Do you remember that?
Well, there was a fellow by the name, I can't think of his name, Pierce. Either Pierce or Pearson, I don't. He lived at Rochdale, and he held up the Waynetown Bank when Pyle, Ernie Pyle was down there.
Mm-hmm.
And he went in to apply for a loan, and he pulled a gun and told Ernie this was a holdup, and I don't know how much money he got, but this fellow had been in my bank shortly before, and Ernie Pyle gave me a description of him, this pretty definite description, and so I called Jim Gillen up, was on the state police force that time. I said, Jim would like to see you. So he came down. I said, I may be wrong, but I think I can tell you who that bank robber was that held up the Wayntown Bank. And sure enough, it was.
Had he been in your bank and you suspected that he acted peculiar?
Yeah. And he'd never been in any trouble before. And he served a short sentence, I think. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know, he's never been in any trouble ever since. I don't know what...
Pierce, or was that...
It was either Pierce or Pearson. I don't... I can't recall which.
Uh-huh.
But that's the only other bank robbery that I ever recall outside of ours.
Well, you remember the one that you did tell about, the one at Wayburn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that shootout.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Have there ever been any, were there ever any Crawfordsville robberies?
No, not that I ever knew of.
Did they ever, Dillinger never came to
no.
Montgomery County, huh?
No. They, you know that, I guess, that Dillinger did hold up the Central National Bank of Greencastle.
I think I've heard that.
Yeah. That's when Fred O'Hara was in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well?
Way to dry his hair now. Get him upside down. Whoa! Whoa!
There's not much room
to dip. Look how they stick him in the pot. Oh, God, don't flush him.
As you can tell, everyone seemed to be having a great time.
Again, we want to thank all of you for the real nice presence. The camera, Sue, Mark, we're certainly enjoying it. We've been out fiddling around fishing and then little skiing and bobsledding, and I've tried to get some pictures of. We'll try to make copies of those and send to you later on. But since that time, well, we've been keeping pretty busy out going and doing a little fishing and bopping around in the snow, playing in the snow. It hasn't snowed of any great degree since the boys have been here. That was one disappointment. We were in hopes it would snow Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. They've been forecasting snow for over a week. We only had one light skiff one morning, so we didn't get all of it we wanted, but we had a little bit on the ground, probably about a foot, maybe a little less than a foot now after it settled. But anyway, everything's going great here. We're going to go out with a snowmobile and the skis and go back to a lake out here at the end of the North Road today and see if I can catch some fish. Stevie and Benny and I fished two lakes yesterday. First one we went to, we didn't have any luck at all. And the second one we went to went out to Stormy on the North Road, and Steve caught one small Arctic char. And there was two guys right there with us within 15, 20 feet that caught their limit, so I guess we just wasn't holding our mouth right or whatever, but it was kind of discouraging. But we're going to give it another try today, see if we can't pick up some rainbows. And they have snow forecast again today too, today and tomorrow. But we'll have to wait and see how things go. Your mom is downtown buying groceries right now. Well, these two big old boys, the groceries go down pretty fast. They just about emptied the freezer, but we're certainly enjoying it. It's good, as you know, Mom, to see boys eat, and they're all doing a good job of that. Well, one day we went out the Swanson River Road to put the skis and took the guns out, Dad, and shot around, and we had a lot of fun. Mama had to show everybody up with that .45 pistol. Benny and Steve put a Coca-Cola can out on a limb, hung it on a limb, and everybody was taking a crack at it and couldn't hit it. Mom steps up on her first shot and really busted good. So now, but we took the 7 mag out and. Boys got to shoot in as well with 45, and then we did a little bit of skiing and bobsledding out there. So, they're really having a good time, I think. Benny's going to try to work next week. I called a guy up in Anchorage, told him he didn't make any promises or anything. We haven't heard from him yet, so I don't know whether he'll be able to get out there and on all the platforms and work for a week or not. There's a lot of people, of course, looking for jobs up here right now. It's out of work, so it's kind of tight. We'll just have to wait and see how that develops. Stevie is scheduled to leave tomorrow at noon, 12 o'clock. His flight out of Anchorage is at 1:15. Tomorrow, so it'll be kind of tight, but hopefully that plane leaves here on time, 12 o'clock, while he can make it all out. We plan on taking his luggage and everything down later this evening and send it up ahead of time, so you won't have to worry about checking luggage in, and he can get the check close through to Seattle. So we'll have to get them up and around and get that box packed with all these goodies in it and everything. Mom made some more sausages for him, so probably plan on packing a few goodies to send back to Seattle for him. And let's see, I've got to go in, today's a holiday for the plant. I got to go back into work Monday, been off a few days and really enjoyed it, being able to spend a lot of time with the boys. First time, you know, we've been together since Christmas at Grandma and Grandpa's house with Steve, which has been 3 years, I guess. So it was real enjoyable. I've got some meetings coming up in January, getting this industrial relations group back together. I think it's on the 13th we meet up in Anchorage, so gotta get all that planned and organized. Already sent out all the letters advising everyone, so hopefully everything will fit into place there. There's usually about 40 some attend those meetings now, so they've been real successful. And about that same time, I think we're going to have another Alyeska pipeline meeting. So we'll try to coordinate it to where we have those meetings back to back. Some of the men that's coming up from the lower 48 will be able to attend both meetings. But anyway, work is slacked off a little bit. It's not quite as hectic, but we still have a lot of things we need to get straightened around out the plant. New manager, of course, Mark knows the subtles, but working real well. He's a real good manager. We're making this, a lot of the changes. It's certainly in order and necessary. So I've been real encouraged the way he manages. Well, I sure proud of the gold coins, Bill, that you sent up, Mom. I thought that was awful nice. You sure didn't need to do that. It's like you kind of went overboard Christmas on all of us, as well as the kids. These boys at that really was wound up last night to honor those. I was in there taking a bath, real hot bath, just soaking, laying there enjoying it, and I had the bathroom door locked, but this little old Jeff knows how to pick the lock and open the door, and they got a big pan of ice water, and in fact they even put ice cubes in it and got him to unlock the door, and then threw that big cold bucket of ice water on me. We had a lot of fun last night with that old Jeff. Laughed until I thought he was going to die. He really got a big kick out of throwing a cold bucket of water on Dad. These two older boys